Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This lady needs absolutely no introduction, but I'll give her a little bit of one anyways. She's, of course, a star of film, screen, and stage, a fashion icon. She is the incredible Sarah Jessica Parker. Welcome to The Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks so much for making time, SJ.
Oh, thanks, Maggie. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Real thrilled to have you. You know, as we think about both the way that Hollywood and the political arena have framed women for such a long time. women are framed often in relation to men, right? Through a male lens, through the male gaze. And we seem to be returning to a bit of that frame in this election. And so, like, you have fought against that frame and to make women and their characters on screen and stage and in film the center of their narratives, themselves, their relationships. I think Kamala Harris is also trying to break through that frame. How is she doing that? Is this inspiring to you? How important is this moment for women, not just in politics, but across all industries as we really try to turn the page?
Oh, that's such a great and smart question, and I'll try to be brief in response. I will say that I'm a parent of two 15-year-old daughters, and as concerned as I've been about this election, and as we can all agree, the stakes are so high, to be witness to my 15-year-old daughters who lamented last night to me, in their words, how disappointed they are that they can't vote, speaks to the sort of inspiration and I think excitement and energy and enthusiasm the vice president has brought in this brief 100 plus days to this election. And I think more importantly, the idea that there is so much at stake for women and that she has harnessed the urgency and the seriousness of what is potentially to be lost has been hugely inspiring, but it's also been motivating. And so as she tries to, and I think has done beautifully, keeping the focus on optimism and hope and opportunity for all people, it's impossible to ignore the role that she can potentially play in all women's lives. And for me, the headline is reproductive freedom. I mean, it's incredibly simple. I don't think it's controversial to say in this country to have lived with access to the healthcare needs of women, to have that be taken away is monumental. And her intention, and she says it time and time again, she's been a fierce champion on the issue of reproductive freedom. I think that this is a moment for women that is not just thrilling, but I think is will shift the plates of the earth in this campaign. And I think we're starting to see it. I'm knocking on my wood floor right now. but I think she's reframing the way, the role that women are playing in politics, and I think will be across all industries. We keep talking about her being the first woman and how historical that is, but she's also deeply qualified. And I don't want to forget that and have this the historical part eclipse that this is a uniquely qualified person who really wants to be a president for all people. And I think she's articulated it beautifully. And I think last night, Trump did the work for us. He said, "I will protect you women, whether you want it or not." And that, to me, is a narrative that I personally don't want to live by, and my daughters don't want to live by. And I think we have to return to the freedoms that this, you know, that we've become not only accustomed to, but that are our rights.
Yes, that we deserve full Correct. Participatory equity in all areas of our lives. Let me just close with this question, SJ, and thanks again for making time. You know, you have been a long-term, very vocal supporter of women's empowerment. You've been outspoken, but anytime you engage in this sort of advocacy, there is risk. Why are you so strongly supporting Vice President Harris now? Do you think more people should do the same from other kinds of industries that have a platform similar to yours?
We can go long for a second because this is really important. I'm a citizen. I was raised I wasn't raised with money. I relate very much to the story that the vice president has been sharing about her life. I believe and know that what she wants is to help people, to help family, to lower costs, to give people the opportunity to have homes, to create a life that allows their children to grow, to have rich existence, to have the possibility to achieve their dreams. And that sounds like the home in which I grew up. That's what my mother wanted for me, with very, very little to make it happen. She was industrious, and she took full advantage of every opportunity. And that meant we were students in our public schools. That's when public schools were supported. And those are all the things that are incredibly important to the vice president, and I think affect all of us. And I just want to say, as a mother, as a woman, you know, the women of Wisconsin have an opportunity to turn the page along with the vice president. You all lived under an abortion ban from the 1800s until about a year ago. Trump and Vance have every intention to create an abortion ban in all 50 states. This is no time to sit on the sidelines. We have to protect each other. We have to protect and speak out for the people who don't feel that they have a voice. And we all have to make a plan to vote. So help neighbors who have a harder time getting there. Talk to your colleagues, your cousins, your friends, your coworkers, your classmates. This election is, in my estimation, the most important in my life, and I am incredibly excited about the role that women will play in it.
Fashion and entertainment icon Sarah Jessica Parker, from her articulate lips to each of your ears, get out and vote. Take your friends, families, and colleagues. Make a plan to vote. It matters. Thank you so much, SJ. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. This'll do it for this episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.